you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Time to talk local sports. We got a quick recap during that last commercial break. The Emory Spartan basketball team playing lights out right now. Big win over South Summit. That's a good game, a good team. And Emory finds a way to battle back after struggling offensively in the first half. They still put up 45 points in the second half to grab the win. Joining us right now over the phone to talk a bit about that and more, we have Emory High School basketball coach Todd Jeffs. Coach, as always, fun to get you on the show. Thank you.
Well, it's always good to be here, Jordan.
Coach, it's been a really fun time for you guys as far as the basketball team goes. You guys have put together a really good strand of basketball, and it really goes back to the last time you and I talked. Entering the game against Carbon, you guys were 2-2, picked up a big 42-point win against Carbon. That kind of carried over. It was a 43-point win against Mesa Prep, and then an 8-point win against South Summit. It's been a pretty good strand of basketball.
Well, it has, and I, you know, like I've talked to you before, the biggest thing for me in this preseason is just to get better, and I think that's one thing that I see in our team is each game we're getting better and finding different ways to do things and kind of refining some of the stuff that we want to do, and we're starting to get a little bit crisp on some of our sets, and that's something we've been really lacking on, but we've relied on them pretty heavily against South Summit and got some good shots out of it, and kids knocked down shots, And then, you know, Ty Butler was just really special, and so that was fun to watch him shoot it again. He's been really consistent that way so far.
Yeah, we can talk about Ty. I mean, he's leading the state right now in three-point makes. It's quite the pace. I mean, he's knocked down 27 three-point shots in just, what, 8 games, I think, so far this season. So, I mean, all in all, he's played really, really good basketball.
Well, he has. He shot the ball real well, and, you know, he's big enough to get his shot off over somebody smaller that they put on him. And then, you know, quite often he's drawn the bigger guy that is more of a help side type guy. And so that guy doesn't want to chase him out to that 3-point line. And so he's been able to find his open shots. And the funny thing with Ty in our offense is we don't run an awful lot of plays just to get him the ball. What he's finding is he's just spotting up and he's got a real good knack of finding that open area. And our guys are finding him and he's shooting with confidence. And that really gives our team a big boost.
At 27 makes in 7 games is definitely an accomplishment. Is that a pace that you could see, not only Tyler, but, I mean, any kid in the state? Can you keep that pace up over the course of a season?
Oh, I think there's kids that are able to. The good thing that I think might allow Ty to keep it up is that he's got a great shooter's mentality. He just doesn't seem to get shook if he misses a shot or two, and he's taken the same shot if he's missed 10 in a row that he is if he's made 10 in a row. And that's kind of uncommon, especially with high school kids. I think even in the pros and college kids, you see them miss a few shots and their confidence gets shaken a little bit. And they're a little less willing to take that next shot. But Ty's not like that. He's really, really got a great shooter's mentality. And he's very willing to take any shot at any time during the game. And so far, he's been making them, and that makes it easy for us.
If we talk about the win over South Summit, Coach, it's, again, a pretty good basketball team that'll play you physical. I mean, that's kind of the mindset of South Summit. It was a slow start, actually facing a deficit at halftime, but that offense picked up in the second half once again. And you go back to the two previous games, you guys could have scored 100 points had the varsity played all 4 quarters. That is just something that's unheard of. I mean, you're playing against 3A competition, and you're finding ways to put in 40, 45-point halves. I mean, it's just not something that you see too often, considering that a half is only 16 minutes of game time.
Yeah, I think, you know, what you're saying is exactly right. We're playing a lot faster. We're shooting the ball real well. When we shoot the ball well and it's going in, it's pretty fun to watch. But, you know, like you said, it's a little deceiving. You watch the pros play, and they're putting up 100 and 120 point games. But truthfully, their game time is about, you know, 1.5 times more than what we're facing. And so, to put up points like we've been able to do is really a good accomplishment. And at the same time, I think we're playing some decent defense. You know, we're not phenomenal defensively. We're not real physical, and we're not just locked down, you know, grinded out type of a defensive team, but we're disruptive. And I think our guys are getting out in those passing lanes we're scoring quite a bit in transition off some turnovers and that kind of thing, and that really helps the our speed of play as well. And our kids have really bought into what we're trying to do. They're excited. You know, they're really playing fast and having fun with each other. And, you know, it's not a team that's selfish at all. Everybody's really willing to pass the ball and make that next pass. And it's a fun bunch to coach.
I'm glad you bring that up, Coach, because I've noticed this year there's been some instances, you know, go back to the game against Mazur where Kyson was just on fire in that for a bad shot just because it's a heat check type moment. I mean, he's still looking to find the open guy. Vice versa, as far as Cade Brazier goes or Tyler Butler, it doesn't matter if these guys are hitting three or four shots in a row. They're still looking to find the open guy, which is something that's hard to that's a hard mentality for a kid to have, especially when you're having success.
Well, I think you're exactly right, and I, you know, give our kids a lot of credit for it and the hard work that they've put in, and they're really, you know, kind of focused on making the right basketball play. I don't think any of them are really focused on getting their own points or feel slighted if they're not getting their shots. They keep coming down possession by possession and trying to make the right basketball play, and they make mistakes, you know, and I'm being patient with them, and they're young. You know, we finished the game with South Summit, I think, with two sophomores and two juniors on the floor for the last 6 or 7 minutes. You know, and Easton Gordon was the lone senior out there, and he's playing hurt. And, you know, so it's just a fun bunch. You know, we're kind of in that innocent climb phase where we don't care who's getting the credit. We're just happy that we're playing successfully, and, you know, we just need to keep making that last.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Sport and Boys basketball team. Coach, now that you've logged three consecutive wins against 3A competition, South Summit's a very, very good win. Over the course of seven games, how have you seen this team evolve? What are some of the aspects that you've seen improvement on quickly?
Well, the one thing that, you know, I think we talked about it before the season started, my biggest concern was rebounding. And we've actually rebounded the ball really, really pretty well. You know, South Summit is kind of our team's worst nightmare. They're big, they're physical, they're athletic, they're very aggressive, and we got beat in the rebounding department, but only by two over the entire game, and we didn't give up a lot of second chance points to them, and so that's huge for us. If we can do that, we're going to be competitive, and then if you do that and combine it with some good shooting, we're pretty explosive that way. So the one thing that from the preseason that I'm really taking is our rebounding ability. We're doing a much better job than I anticipated rebounding the ball. And defensively, like I said a second ago, you know, we're not real strong and physical, but we're disruptive. And our guys are really, you know, anticipating that next pass and trying to get a hand on it and letting our defense create some offense for us. And that's been a big plus for us as well.
Now, this could be a pretty important week. I mean, Grantsville on Wednesday, it's a pretty good basketball team. They're sitting at 6-2 right now, and you take a look at how they have fared against some of the competition. I mean, their only losses are to Cypress and Kearns. They've scored a big win over Manti. They beat Cedar pretty handedly. That's a good challenge. And then after that, one more non-league tilt before it's league play, and that'll be against Union, a team that's raced out to a 2-0 start in region play in the 3A classification. It's an interesting next couple of games for this basketball team.
Yeah, it really will be, and I think, you know, Grantsville, like you were talked about, they won a lot of ball games, but it's going to be a good test for our guys because they're big and physical, bigger and more physical than South Summit, and then they extend all their pressure to full court and half court, and they mix it up quite a bit, and they really want to make the game a 94-foot game affair, and so we're just trying to, you know, get better, and it's a great opportunity for us to face full court pressure, something we haven't seen a lot of. Our guys handle the ball real well, so I anticipate us picking it apart and being able to score off it a little bit. But at the same time, you know, it's a big challenge for us because they are big and physical, and so that's something we got to step up and answer to.
Coach, you did allude a little bit earlier that Easton Gordon was playing hurt. He missed the game against Mazur. He comes back against South Summit. It's one of those really weird injuries. I mean, a tailbone injury is something that I don't know if you can really do much treatment on it. I mean, what's the best way to cure an injury like that?
Well, I think he's really on track to try to get it cured, and I think you know, the most logical or the best way is to rest it. But, you know, he's so hungry to play that he doesn't want to really rest it. And we did sit him the one game, and he was feeling better. And I'm sure he was sore Saturday morning, and he went and got some more treatment and some, you know, he's got a couple of doctors with him, and he's doing everything asked of him. And the best thing for him might be this Christmas break coming up to get completely healthy for that region play. And but he's a tough kid, you know. I thought he really made a difference in the South Summit game early in the fourth quarter. He came off the bench again and hit a three and a two that kind of went from a 3 or 4 point game to a 10 point game, and that's kind of where it stayed the rest of the game. And I thought that little series where he hit those back to back baskets really gave us a boost and gave us a little bit of a comfortable lead to finish that game off.
You mentioned that Chris break, only one more game before you guys go into a Christmas break, and then you play one game against Union, and then you get another break off. And coaches approach the breaks a little bit different. I know in previous conversations I've had with you, you put a lot of emphasis on it because the basketball season is such a grind. And once you get into 2017, I mean, we're talking anywhere from 2 to 3 games a week consistently the rest of the year.
Yeah, it is, you know, basketball, like you said, it's really a 4-month season. It's the longest season in high school sports here in Utah. And so I think for most guys, you know, that rest is important. I think it's important to get away and get refreshed. You know, you've got that 2 or 3 kids every year that if they're in the gym 6 or 7 hours a day, it's still not enough. But for the majority of the kids, I think they need that break and they need that time away. And so it sets up nicely with Christmas to get away from it and let kids, you know, just take a deep breath and analyze where they're at and then get refreshed for that region play that's, you know, 2 months long, basically.
Well, Coach, it's always fun to talk Emory basketball with you again. Thank you for the time. Congratulations on this brilliant stretch of basketball, and hopefully we can keep it going on Wednesday.
Well, that's what the plan is, Jordan, and thanks for all your help. And you know, just wish everybody a Merry Christmas and come watch the Spartans play sometime.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be entertaining. I mean, that's one thing. You guys get up and down the court. That's entertaining basketball for the spectators.
Yeah, it really is. It's fun to play, and it's fun to watch as well.
Coach, thank you. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, you take care, Jordan.
It's Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Spartan Basketball Squad. We've got a break for just a moment. When we come back, more basketball talk coming your way. Tonight, Kobe Bryant will have not one but two numbers raised into the rafters at Staples Center. That's always an important night for a legend in the game of basketball. Immortalized forever with some of the all-time greats. We'll talk about that, his career, and more when we return.